Welcome back to Begin the Search. This is a podcast that is inspired by BTS. It is for anyone who wants to listen and enjoy, and I encourage you guys to find me in Twitter at Kaethos TV. That is at KAETHOS TV. If you have any messages you'd like to send to me, or if you just want to become friends or get to know each other. And I wanted to thank you again for coming here. This is an impromptu episode where I decided to go get lunch one day and I went ahead and recorded it. So what you're going to hear is it's from the day after the launch, the day after the BTS meal was launched or released, made available. And I live in America. I live in the Western United States. But I decided to go try and see if I could find a McDonald's that had the deal already, and they did. And I was hoping that I would receive some of the packaging that I had seen, or like the purple packaging or something about it that does mention BTS. So you'll hear that in the episode. And let's go ahead and get into it. Something I'll say before I get started is that a lot of ARMYs are pretty offended and upset that McDonald's is not including any BTS packaging, no purple packaging, not even the BTS logo on the bags, and not even using any type of BTS advertising at all for the BTS meal. And I've seen some angry tweets and some posts on Facebook about it, but I didn't save those, so I can't read them to you. I could read a couple, I guess, as I just kind of scroll through. But basically, people are saying that this is not a BTS meal. They just used BTS's name, and they're talking about how disappointed they are, and they are tagging BTS and Big Hit and McDonald's in the posts. So some people are embarrassed, actually. Some ARMYs are embarrassed because they feel like, why would BTS partner or be sponsored by, or why would they do a deal with McDonald's if McDonald's is going to do such a poor job of distributing and promoting BTS? And a lot of people are spending money on the BTS meal but getting absolutely nothing that has anything to do with BTS except for the two sauces. And some people even have to ask for the sauces. They're not even just getting put into the bag. So we're paying $7, in my state, we're paying $7.49 plus tax for a medium, or I think it's a medium drink, and a medium fry, and a 10-piece nuggets with one of two kinds of sauces, and with the tax it's $8.11. So we should really at least get the purple packaging, or at least, even if we're not getting the purple bag, the purple nuggets box and the purple cup, we should at least be getting the BTS logo, the borahe on the side, and the anyway, it should say the BTS meal on the front, and it should be the BTS logo in purple. So I have bought the BTS meal twice now. I documented my first one, and my second time was a couple days later. It was about 2 days later, and absolutely nothing had anything to do with BTS other than the sauces written in, the name of the sauces written in Korean underneath the English word, or the English name of the sauces. So some people are writing to BTS, or excuse me, they're not writing to BTS, they're writing to McDonald's. They're trying to contact the CEO and say how terrible it is that that McDonald's seem to have used BTS for the name and for the, you know, for the notoriety or for the popularity that they use them, and didn't even do what they should have done with it. I'm not going to write to McDonald's or do anything like that. I'm not trying to raise an outcry, but I am just talking about it because I'm aware of the situation. I'm going to share a post from a group that I'm in about BTS. It's in a Facebook group, and this person, out of the kindness of their heart, this is what they say. I ordered 300 mixed photo cards from an Etsy account. I'm going to take them to the three different McDonald's we frequently visit, so they can include them in the bags when a BTS meal is purchased. I had them make the back with both logos. I also asked that in small print at the bottom to state that it wasn't an official photo card. I will post a picture of them and which locations I will give them to. So this army was wanting to make other armies' day by at least giving them photo cards, which is really awesome. And this person is going above and beyond in this case. I think it's great. If you want to do something like that, you would definitely be making someone's day, but don't feel the pressure just because I'm including it here, or if you hear about it somewhere, don't feel the pressure to go ahead and do something like that. It's just that this person really wanted other armies to have that opportunity to go to McDonald's, enjoy the meal, and have something that has to do with BTS from the whole experience. So, and then another person. Anyway, there are some people that are extremely happy with their purple packaging, and some people, you wouldn't even know that it's a BTS meal. You would think you were just ordering a Nuggets meal and nothing special about the sauces or anything like that either. So, I enjoyed it, but I haven't been to McDonald's for a few years, and I guess the excitement for me was the biggest thing, just knowing that I was going to be ordering it and then ordering it and seeing the workers with a t-shirt with BTS logo on the t-shirt. I think one of them had a BTS logo on their hat along with McDonald's logos and symbols of fries and other things. They were embroidered and they were on the left side of this black t-shirt that the staff were wearing. And it was both times when they were wearing that outfit or that uniform, so to speak. So I guess I'm sorry to everybody that is disappointed. I join you in being disappointed. And I don't really know how much of an opinion I have on whether BTS was being used or not, or are they still being used, or why would their company make this deal with McDonald's? I guess maybe because, among other things, maybe they thought it would be a good idea, maybe that it was going to make a lot of people happy and have a good time and have an enjoyable meal, and going to McDonald's is something that a lot of people like to do. I believe that BTS also eats at McDonald's or eats McDonald's food, so I guess it's not like a horrible idea necessarily, but since so many people are upset that they didn't get anything relating to BTS in the meal when they purchased it, maybe it wasn't such a good idea. So I guess that's all I have to say about that for now, and enjoy the podcast. Thank you again for coming here and listening. I am going to the drive-thru at McDonald's, and I'm going to ask if they have the BTS meal. It's been a really long time since I went to McDonald's, so I know I like chicken, so I think I'm going to like it. And I've heard that the sauces are excellent, and I've heard that one of the sauces is so good and that the other one's not that yummy yummy. Okay, it does say BTS meal. Hi! Could I please get the BTS meal? And can I also ask, is this a popular choice so far since yesterday when it released? No, that will be all. Yes, I would. Yes, thank you for asking me that. Thank you for the opportunity. That was fun. Okay, I've paid for it. They asked me if I wanted to round up to the next dollar to donate to the Ronald McDonald House. And I said yes, without hesitation, because my family and I actually were serviced by we were guests of the Ronald McDonald House once, when I was, anyway, long story short, we had a family member that was in the intensive care unit, my little sister, and so it was just a matter of time before all the family could come to terms with it and accept that we weren't going to be able to keep her alive. And so we stayed at the Ronald McDonald House during that time, and I was in high school or it was right after my high school graduation when this happened. So I'm able to talk about it, but it's not a happy subject. But because those people were so kind, the Ronald McDonald House, the staff, and the whole, like, the networking they did with the hospital and with the families, I, without hesitation, that is absolutely a worthy cause that I will donate to. So I hope that they got my donation. I'm not really in a financial position to offer much more, but just knowing that I had that option and being excited about saying yes to it, I felt really good about that. So, one, because of BTS and how much I love them, how much they inspire me, and me wanting to eat the chicken nuggets and support BTS and be part of this, you know, this campaign, this promotion, etc. I got to go ahead and do that. Whoa, what is this person doing? Because I am in my car and I'm trying to get over so I can go home. I have a McDonald's right across the street from my house. And I'm going to tell you guys my impressions about the meal as soon as I get home and park my car. Right away, I can see that there are purple BTS logos on the bag. Three on the side, one in the front. Oh, a bunch of them on the back. And three on the other side. So that's the paper sack. And there are some greasy, you know, oil bits from the fries through it already. So I want to go ahead and take those out right away so that maybe I should save part of this bag. And I've seen a couple people, I think it was in, it wasn't in Twitter, because I'm in a Facebook group for adult BTS armies in my state. Someone was saying, make a craft out of it, do a DIY, you know, build something with it, or even at very least, cut a strip off the paper sack and use it as a bookmark, maybe laminate it or something, or frame it, or make an envelope out of it, or, you know, there's a few things we can do with the paper sack if there's nothing else that we are receiving with this meal. But I'm eating it with the good intention that BTS has collabed with McDonald's, with every single army around the world that is enjoying this meal. A lot of you got your meals yesterday because this launch or this campaign released yesterday. So today is May 27th, 2021, and this collab released yesterday, and a bunch of people already got it and expressed their extreme disappointment because there was really nothing, like there's no photo card. I see here the Hangul lettering spelling out sweet chili. So it is S-E-U in the romanization, like if you were to see this in our alphabet, it would be S-E-U-U-I and T and E-U. So that is Suitu. That's sweet for sweet chili. It is Suitu. And then we have a C-H sound, the I vowel, the L and the L again, and the I again. So Suitu chili is, I think, kind of as close as I'm going to get to how to pronounce that. I will take a picture of it and I will post it on my Twitter and in that group I'm in. I ordered Sprite because I do like white or clear sodas and I wanted to honor Hobie with his Sprite. He likes the Sprite. What else did they give me? Oh, they gave me the Cajun sauce as well. The lettering on the Cajun sauce, it just says Cajun, but then in Hangul it says the K consonant and E in Korean does not say eh. It says A, the sound A, and then we have the I sound, so A-E, K-E, and then we have a J, a U, and an N, so K-E Jun, or Jun. That's cool. And then they gave me, like, three napkins. Oh, and another sauce. What sauce is this? Looks like they put in a sweet chili sauce, so I guess you get one of each if you don't specify what you want. But the fact that they asked me if I wanted a sauce, I'm wondering if they actually charged me extra to get another sauce, even though I didn't think I needed one. So I'll have to fish my receipt back out. What does my receipt say? I love it. My receipt says the BTS meal, and it does not look like they charged me anything extra for that second sauce. That's cool. That's cool. So my meal was $7.49, and with the Ronald McDonald House donation, it rounded it up to $9. I'm not a huge fan of greasy or salty fries, but I will eat these fries and I will enjoy them. And again, I'm going to take the food out of this paper sack so that I can preserve the integrity of the sack as much as possible until I figure out what I want to do with it. And on the back, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 BTS logos. And there on the back, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 oil spots. And on one side, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, about 20 oil spots, all kind of close together. The bottom is in great shape, and the other side and the front are in great shape. So, I'll do something with this. Oh, wait a minute, what is this? On the side, it says B-O-R-A... Borahe! Oh! Yes! Okay, that brings tears springing to the corners of my eyes, but I'm not going to cry. It says Borahe in purple on the side. You know where the diagonal folds of the paper sack are? I love that! I love that! I'm torn. I want to cry because I see this Borahe. And I love them, and I love you guys, and they love us, and we love them. As of yesterday, I was planning on buying these, one for each member of my family, the BTS mule, and then when people were saying, you don't even get a purple anything on the bag, so it's kind of like pointless, but I was like, let me take a chance, I'll do it anyway. So I'm going to take a picture and keep my receipt and keep the sack and figure out. I'm going to have to look online and see what do people do to recycle or upcycle or DIY with paper sacks, because this is cool. Let me go ahead and taste these sauces now. The first one I'm going to taste is, let's see, if I taste the one that people are saying is yummier, will I even like the other one? I think I'm going to taste this, the Cajun one first. I'll smell it. Mmm. Smells like pepper. Oh. Okay. I think that's a little too spicy for me. I'm not a big fan of spicy food, but I'm going to try a nugget with each of these sauces. First of all, I want to see if they really gave me 10 nuggets, because I think sometimes people get ripped off and they don't get a full 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, and there's one there that's a 2. It's stuck together. Okay, so I got 10 nuggets. Happy with that. So I'm going to lightly dip because I don't want my mouth on fire. Oh, and let me get my straw ready in my Sprite so that if my mouth is on fire, I will be prepared. I like spaghetti and Sprite. Ah! It is hot. Oh, it's hot in my throat. I think I need a little more, so I should dunk it a little farther. I don't love it. I don't love that Cajun sauce. So I'm going to put that to the side for now. And for the sweet chili, I'm going to go ahead and dip half of this nugget into it. I didn't take a sip of Sprite. Let me do that because I want to kind of clear the taste buds and cleanse the palate a minute. I've noticed if I ask for very little ice, it will keep my drink cold, but it won't get watery, and I'll get more product if I, you know, if I order a drink and they don't fill it with ice, then I'm going to get more product. Okay, let's try that sweet chili sauce now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Much, much tastier. Mm-mm-mm. Much tastier, more my style, less spicy. I hope you guys, if you will be ordering this meal, that you'll enjoy it to the fullest, and I don't expect too much as far as packaging goes. A lot of armies, I think, are not even having the markings, the BTS logo, or the Borahe on their bag. So at least I have that, so I'm satisfied. And I was warned ahead of time, so I don't feel like I went into this blindly. Alright, thank you guys. Take good care of yourselves, and look in the mirror just like Worldwide Handsome Jin does, and tell yourself that you are attractive. Tell yourself that you're pretty or handsome or whatever words you want to use. That's a good thing for you to think and feel and believe about yourself. Even if you don't believe it, say it anyway and try it. And even if it feels like kind of fake or forced, maybe try it every single day for the next few days or even for the next 2 weeks and keep on doing it until you actually start to believe it. Because a lot of us hate ourselves or hate how we look or just don't feel good about ourselves in general. So maybe we just start there, start small.